Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. The U.S. House and Senate are out of session at the moment, as APRN's Peter Granitz reports. When the two chambers do return from the Memorial Day recess that's now underway, they'll have a full plate ahead of them.
July is usually reserved for appropriations, the giant bills that fund all the different agencies of the government. Congress has been writing and marking up all sorts of appropriations bills, getting them ready for up or down votes come summertime. It's the heavy lifting the government must do, or it will need to pass a continuing resolution, an agreement to keep the government afloat for a certain period of time. Appropriations bills are always political. And this year, with an election looming in November and August reserved for campaigning, that will likely be the case. Though the Senate has shown some signs it wants to move some bills along quickly. It passed a reauthorization for the Food and Drug Administration with 96 yes votes last week, though Senator Lisa Murkowski's so-called Frankenfish amendment to the bill failed. The two chambers will also have to take up other controversial measures, one that would prevent student interest rates from increasing in July. It's already failed in the Senate, but it will try and move it again. Congress also must pass a massive reauthorization to pay for the country's roads, highways, and bridges. Each chamber has passed a version, and a conference committee is now melding the two. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.
A Ketchikan midwife and nurse practitioner has entered a guilty plea to Medicaid fraud and controlled substance misconduct. In a plea agreement, Eileen Small has agreed to serve a year in prison, spend 5 years on probation, perform 80 hours of community service, and pay more than $10,000 in restitution. Small and her ex-husband Herbert were indicted in February amid accusations that the nurse continued to write prescriptions and bill Medicaid after her license was suspended. Herbert Small pled guilty to medical assistance fraud already and has agreed to serve 3 years of probation and pay restitution to Medicaid. He was the bookkeeper at Eileen Small's clinic. The pair will be formally sentenced in September. If no one's scheduled to ride a state ferry, then it will not sail. That's a new rule being put into place by the Alaska Marine Highway System. Ferry Chief Mike Neusel says it will save some money.
We're going to implement a policy to actually allow us a mechanism to bypass those ports if there is no scheduled traffic as an efficiency measure. Save some fuel, reduce the risk of pulling in for an unnecessary docking evolution, and hopefully save the Marine Highways some operating expenses in the process of doing that.
Empty sailings are rare. They only happened about 10 times last year, mostly in South Central or Prince William Sound. And Neusel says canceling no-show sailings saves fuel, overtime, and other operating costs. Labor contracts require crews to be paid whether a ferry sails or not. The new policy goes into effect around June 1st. However, Neusel says ferries will sail even if there's only one reservation.
If you want to travel, the best way to ensure that that happens is to make a reservation and not just show up at the time the ship is supposed to be there and hope to walk on.
Weather forecast for the capital city area calls for some rain developing today. High temperature about 53 degrees.